Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at gcnlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The head of U.S. Airways says the company is happy, proud, and relieved for passengers on the flight that crashed into the Hudson River yesterday. Speaking at a news conference in New York, CEO Doug Parker thanked all the responders who helped rescue passengers from the ill-fated plane.
On behalf of the entire U.S. Airways family, we're extremely grateful for the way the people of New York City, surrounding areas, pulled together to help the passengers and crew of Flight 1549.
Parker said he's proud of the flight crew for their quick and heroic actions. He said they're safe and doing well as they assist with the official investigation. U.S. Airways Flight 1549 went down in the Hudson River shortly after takeoff yesterday from New York's LaGuardia Airport. President-elect Barack Obama has talked to workers in the ailing Midwest about his plan for $825 billion in new spending and tax cuts. He toured a Northern Ohio company and talked about how his stimulus package would help that company and others like it. This is IRN USA Radio News.
The credit card companies were calling all the time. It was very stressful. It was really a cloud hanging over our heads.
How would you like to wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card debt? There are secret programs most credit card companies won't tell you about that can allow a portion of your debt to be forgiven. Financial Freedom of America uses these programs to help you avoid bankruptcy, save thousands, and get more cash back in your pocket every month.
I wasn't sure what to expect, but FFA came through like promised. We're kind of excited to have that stress-free feeling now.
Call for your free, no-obligation evaluation, and FFA will give you the steps to eliminating a large percentage of your credit card bills, medical bills, or department store debt. Individual results vary, and it's not available in all states.
So call for your free information now.
800-515-4749.
800-515-4749.
Call 800-515-4749. That's 800-515-4749.
A bill introduced last year by Senator Jim Webb of Virginia to protect Civil War battlefield sites has the approval of the Senate. The legislation reauthorizes the Battlefields Preservation Program, which Webb says in the past decade has protected more than 14,000 acres of endangered battlefields at a cost of more than $33 million. Electronics chain Circuit City will seek approval in bankruptcy court to begin liquidating its assets. Acting Circuit City President and CEO James Markham said liquidation is, quote, the only possible path for our company. Markham also said officials are extremely disappointed by this outcome. The company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in November. Circuit City has more than 500 stores in the U.S. and employs more than 30,000 employees. President Bush says while you may not like his policies, the bottom line is America hasn't been attacked since 9/11. During his farewell speech last night, Bush says while many Americans have returned to life much like it was before that day, he never did. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
My name is Jeannie. I'm able to work from home and be a full-time mom.
Hi. How in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the Three-Step Plan Home-Based Business System. Thousands of Americans are successfully working from home with the Three-Step Plan.
My name is Bill. I've been able to quit my job, pay off all of my bills.
To find out how you could work from home with your own home-based business, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Rising credit costs are forcing Bank of America to report a nearly $2.4 billion fourth quarter loss. That word comes soon after bank officials convinced the federal government that it needs a multi-billion dollar lifeline. The frigid temperatures gripping much of the northern U.S. have many people taking extra efforts to keep warm. But dressing in layers or staying indoors aren't the only ways to beat the deep freeze. Cleveland Clinic dietitian Elizabeth Penniman says what you eat plays a big part.
Our body is actually like a furnace. So just like in the winter, when your house is colder, your furnace kicks on more to keep it at a constant temperature. Therefore, your metabolism picks up a little bit more when it's cold to keep your body at a constant temperature. And to keep that furnace fueling, you want to make sure that you have adequate nutrition in throughout the day.
Penniman says it starts with a good, warm, nutritious breakfast like a bowl of oatmeal. And as you go through your day, stick with foods high in protein and fiber, from peanut butter to fresh broccoli. You also must remember to stay hydrated, but not with alcohol. There could be a delay to the nationwide switch to digital television. Virginia Senator Jay Rockefeller yesterday proposed legislation to push the scheduled February 17th switch back to June 12th. The delay would give TV owners who aren't connected to satellite or cable and who haven't gotten a converter box some extra time to prepare. Popular American painter Andrew Wyeth is dead. Wyeth died in his sleep this morning at his home near Philadelphia at the age of 91. A retrospective at the Philadelphia Museum of Art drew the highest ever attendance at the museum for a living artist. With IRN, USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, I hope our guest is going to be Pastor David Whitney. David, are you
yes.
there?
Good evening,
all
Dr.
Right.
Stan.
And, of course, David's from the Institute of the Constitution. And we have David on this program every single month because we must constantly remind you that the thing that separates America from all other nations is our Constitution, which is specifically not taught in our schools and not taught in our colleges and not taught in our seminaries or law schools, because the last thing they want the American people to understand is that freedom comes from limiting the power of the federal government and taking the chains off of the people and putting them onto government, so that government that governs least governs the best. And that was the traditional concept in America until the wicked people took control of our educational system and began trying to convince the American people that we were a democracy, which we are not. We're a republic. Began to conceal the truth about our nation, and of course intentionally took God and prayer out of our schools, because knowing full well that those who will not be ruled by God will be ruled by tyrants. And these people are tyrants. They want a feudalistic system. in America, and they are using the current economic crisis, which they have created intentionally and maliciously and purposely, to bring about a feudalistic system here after they impoverish our people. Go ahead, pick up the story there, David.
When we look to the founders and want to understand exactly what they intended with government, we need to really look at our charter, the document that got our nation started, and that is the Declaration of Independence. And the factors that led them to this point of declaring independence were based upon their solid understanding of the Englishman's rights, what's often called the common law of England. They knew that they had God-given rights, that no king had any ability under God, if he was to govern justly, had no ability to violate those rights. And they said these rights are being violated by the King of England. And as we look at the Declaration, we'll see there's 28 things he said that the king was doing to violate their God-given rights. Also, they had one of the major complaints in that list of 28 is that they had a colonial charter with the king. Each of the 13 colonies had a specific charter that the king granted to establish that colony, and they were different. I mean, Maryland had a very different charter than Virginia and Massachusetts Bay and so on, but each colony had a charter. Those charters were violated, and actually they were abrogated at one point in time by the king, who just basically was going to run the show any way he chose, like tyrants always do. And you see, we need to understand that what they had in their charter was basically a covenant, a very high-level contract between the people in the colonies and the king. The king had certain obligations to them, and they had certain obligations to the king. Well, the king just decided, hey, I'm not going to meet my obligations anymore. I'm going to do whatever I please. I'm not going to follow the charter. I'm just going to treat it like a worthless piece of paper, which supposedly our current resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue has said some scurrilous things about our Constitution. It's just a worthless piece of paper. And so the tyranny that our colonists were faced with is exactly the kind of tyranny we're faced with today. We have not a charter, but we have a Constitution, which is our contract with our government. It's kind of funny to hear in the 90s Newt Gingrich and all these others talking about a contract with America. What a ridiculous idea. We had a contract, the Constitution. They weren't following it then, and they certainly are not following it now. And the colonists understood that when the tyrant decides to no longer obey his side of the contract and do whatever he pleases, they need to get rid of him as a ruler. They need to establish a government that will abide by the contract, the covenant that we the people form. Another issue, although it's a minor issue, when you ask the average American if they know anything about the era of the Declaration of Independence, you ask them, why did we separate from England? Almost to the person, you'll hear this response, taxation without representation. And it's true, it is one of the 28 reasons, but it's only one. There's many other reasons. There's like five or six that together composes violation of the judicial process and his violation of people's God-given rights. So there's many other reasons, but it is true, taxation without representation was one of those reasons. And that was so important because their covenant, their contract with the king said, you cannot tax us unless we have a representative standing before Parliament and so forth, part of that process to decide to vote on taxation. We must be part of agreeing to be taxed. And it's kind of interesting when I talk about such things as a pastor, people get really, you know, kind of bent out of shape. They say, wait a minute, pastor, you're supposed to tell us pay your taxes and never, all the taxes are just and never, ever question taxes. It's like, well, then that's really not biblical, especially if you look at the Old Testament, the Second Chronicles chapter 10. Very interesting story there. King Solomon had died, and his son Rehoboam was about to ascend the throne, but before he was coronated, all Israel came together for the coronation. And actually, before they agreed to crown him as king, the tribes of Israel, at least the 10 northern tribes, came and said, you need to lower our taxes. In fact, your father's burden of us in taxation was onerous and grievous. It was far too large. Lower our taxes, and we will be glad to be your servants. They made a promise to the king. We'll serve you, just lower our taxes. Well, the king consulted with his counselors, and he decided foolishly, no, I'm not going to lower your taxes. I'm going to raise your taxes. just like we hear threats from Obama to do the same, I guess. And when that came back to the people, they said, well, forget it. We have no part in David. That is in the kingdom of David, of which this was the grandson of David. Every man to your own tent. And basically, they seceded from the government of King Rehoboam over a tax issue because they knew the biblical principle that taxation without representation is against God's law. The government must be by consent of the people. And, well, King Rehoboam was so upset about all this that he decided he was going to send his tax man up there anyway and tax those people even if they didn't want to be taxed. And, well, they stoned the tax man to death. Amazing thing. The king raised an army about to attack, and God said, stop right there. Stop in your tracks, Rehoboam. This is from me. These people have a right to separate from you because you have dealt wickedly with them by grievously taxing them, and therefore they have a right to separate. So the founders of our country knew that there's biblical precedent. Unfortunately, you don't hear much about this in the pulpits today of America with a grievous tax burden of over 50% of people's income being taxed by federal, state, local, excise taxes, fees, and oh, the list of taxes goes on and on and on. Most people spend more than half of their year working for government to pay all the taxes, and that's not even the hidden tax of what's called inflation, but really is devaluation of the currency. So that was one of the 28 reasons, taxation without representation. Now, our colonists had a history as well that established that they, the people, had a right to separate from the king. In fact, they had even more than separation in the glorious revolution that had taken place in the 17th century. King Charles I had been beheaded as a traitor to his country. Now, King Charles said, hey, I'm the king, I can do whatever I please, divine right of kings, you can't touch me. And the people said, no. We have God-given rights, and the king must obey God's law, just as the people must obey God's law. The king has violated God's law, therefore he is to be executed. And then they did. They executed King Charles I. So that kind of establishment in their minds of the people just a century before approximately our declaration, well, was very clear. The people have rights that the king cannot and must not violate, even in that case paying with his life for having violated Englishmen's God-given rights. And it wasn't a sudden, hasty thing that our colonists did when they met the First Continental Congress in 1774, and they put together a list of grievances. They said, King, here's what we object to. You're violating the law in this and this and this. And so they put a list of grievances together, and they repeatedly appealed to the king and to the English people as well to say, hey, listen to our grievances and respond because you're in violation of God's law. Again, all this is following the biblical principles of Matthew 18 where Jesus says, if a brother sins against you, go to that brother, confront him with his sin.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense, and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest today is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. David, go ahead, pick up the story.
Well, as our founders considered what to do after having sent an initial set of grievances to the king, and the response was negative in the extreme. The king basically would not respond in any way that he owed them anything, and it led to further letters and further remonstrances until the king began to assemble troops in the colonies, and it became very apparent, especially in Boston, which is one of the hotbeds of the thinkers that led our step toward independence, that it was going to be war, that the king was intending to shed blood of the colonists to force them to submit to his tyrannical will. And so that's when the first bloodshed was first shots fired, Lexington, Concord, and after that it became quite apparent that they were going to have to take steps that they had not initially intended to take. In other words, when they started down this road, they were hoping the king would reform. They were hoping he would get back to the charter, that he would obey the commitments that had been made from the king to the colonists, and they intended to see it through. But all of a sudden, it became quite apparent that was not going to happen. And so when they gathered Philadelphia in 1776, they chose a committee to actually draft the Declaration. We usually think of Thomas Jefferson, and he was the prime drafter. That is, he wrote the original draft, and the rest of the committee, which composed of Benjamin Franklin and John Adams and Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston, they all weighed in on language changes. One of those significant language changes is right there, the three God-given rights mentioned: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, Thomas Jefferson originally had life, liberty, and property. And we'll talk about what the change means there. And unfortunately, it's much lost on most Americans today. They have no idea what the pursuit of happiness really meant from what our founders said. And again, also, therefore, no idea that our current government is violating that God-given right in so many egregious ways. It's really tragic. Well, Congress, when the draft was complete, they voted to declare independence on the 2nd of July, and they adopted the declaration on the 4th of July. Rhode Island actually had done this a month earlier, on May 4th, 1776. They had declared independence ahead of the game. So all 13 colonies weighed in. And when we look at the Declaration itself, and I encourage listeners, bring up a copy of the Declaration, easily accessible on our website, iotconline.com, and go there to the founding documents and read it through, and read it through to your family. It's important to recognize what it was our founders were saying. In that very first paragraph, the colonists are saying they're entitled to independence from Great Britain. And they're entitled to independence, very important to see why. The reason why is because of the laws of nature and nature's God. And we've talked about that phrase before. The first phrase, the laws of nature, refers to God's law, as Romans 2:14 and 15 speak of. God's law written on the heart of every human being. Every human being, whether they acknowledge it or not, they know what's right and wrong. They have an innate sense of what God's law is. They may ignore it, suppress it, and so forth, but they know a sense of God's law written on their heart. The second phrase, the laws of nature's God, refers directly to the Bible. That's right, the Bible is the foundation of our country. It's the foundation of our republic. It's the foundation of all just law. Quite in contrary to how things are thought of today, even among many who claim to be Bible-believing Christians, they say, well, you know, the Bible has nothing to do with our country, and it wasn't founded on the Bible. Well, all of that is a lie, as the founders themselves clearly stated. And it is what the Bible says about the responsibilities of those who are the governors, that is, kings and parliament members and presidents and so forth. It is what the Bible says that caused our founders to say, King George is in violation of the law. You know, King George was a tyrant like other English kings, and he said, wait a minute, you can't say I'm in violation of the law. I am the law. You know, whatever I say, that's law. So just get used to it and do what I tell you to do. Much like dictators of our own day are fond of doing, say that they are the highest authority. And our colonists, they had studied the Bible well enough to know that no way, Romans 13, which again is the passage most often quoted by people today that say, do whatever the government tells you to do. Well, Romans 13 doesn't say anything of the sort. It says that the civil magistrate, whether he's a king, a president, a senator, or what have you, the civil magistrate is a minister of God, a diakonos of God. That is, he is to serve God in his role as president or senator or what have you, or judge. He is a servant of God who is supposed to administer God's law and see that God's justice is done in society. Whoa, man, most legislators have no such thought in their mind, and most presidents don't, nor do most judges have any such idea, even those who claim to be Christians. Like, I think it was Judge Roberts in his confirmation hearings basically said, you know, my religion, my beliefs have nothing to do with anything that I decide as a judge. Oh, heaven forbid the two should ever come together. Well, no, not according to our founders. They were together because the only just law that a judge, a legislator, president can act upon is a law that's completely in agreement with the laws of nature's God, which is the Bible. And our founders continue, because of the laws of nature and nature's God, they have a right to independence from Great Britain. But they go on to say a decent respect to the opinions of mankind required that they state their reasons. And so they proceed to state the reasons for separating from Great Britain. First, they state self-evident truths. And in our day of great relativism, that is, many people have adopted the idea that there are no absolutes, which is a really self-contradictory idea, if you think about it, Dr. Stan. I like to challenge people who say they don't believe in absolutes. You know, you have your truth, I have my truth, and I ask them, is that absolutely true? How do you know that that what you believe is true, that everybody has their own truth? Well, it's all self-contradictory. And our founders know such thing. They said there's self-evident truths, truths that are so clear and so apparent, they don't need to be defended, they don't need to be argued for, because everybody who has a mind that can clearly think will agree with these truths. First truth is that all men are created equal. And there's a huge difference between being created by a creator God and being evolved from, you know, some primordial swamp. If you were evolved from a primordial swamp, you know, you're just the highest end of the food chain, so to speak, and it's eat or be eaten, the law of the jungle kind of thing. That is not what our founders believed about life. They believed that all are created and created in the image of God and therefore have certain unalienable rights endowed by their creator. That is, before birth, at the moment of conception, every human being is given by God, who created them, who created their life in their mother's womb. They are given these unalienable rights. And that word unalienable is so important because it means they cannot be alienated from these rights. That is, nobody can justly take these rights from them. Oh, the rights may be violated and abused, but they're unalienable because God has given them to each of us.
David, I want you to hang on to those thoughts. We're going to be back here in just a minute, right here at the Genesis Network.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute, what they'll get when they're there. Tell them about the online program where they can actually learn the Constitution themselves. And then, of course, about the kit that you offer that'll help them to teach the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights to others. Because if we don't get the American people to understand the fundamentals of our Constitution, we're going to lose this country. And until the people understand that the people who are in charge now, from the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, and these people are frankly subversive. The Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergers, Council on Foreign Relations, and Group of 30 are subversive because they are working to destroy our Constitution and merge us into a world government. So how can people get in touch with you?
That's right, Dr. Stan. People can either go to our website, and our website is iotconline.com. That website, again, is iotconline.com. There at the top of the page, they could click one button would take them to sign up for the online course. We now offer the online course if you have broadband access so that you can stream the videos and take the tests. You can take the whole course from the comfort of your home. The other is a host kit. Order a host kit there, which contains all the lectures from Dr. Eidsmo, as well as the student manual that gives a thorough outline of each of the lectures, as well as test questions for each of those to see how well you've retained the materials. Everything you need in the host kit to conduct a class with a group of people, whether it's just your own family. We know a number of homeschoolers that are using it kind of as a civics and history curriculum for the young students. Others are doing it in church, and this is an excellent way to make disciples in this specific area. Jesus said that we're to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. In America, that means you must know the Constitution if you're a Christian and you want to obey Christ's command. So making disciples in that way is what many churches are doing. I was talking with a gal in Alabama this day, and she was so excited to find our host kit because she said she was woken up through this last election cycle, and many other people in not just her county but all over the counties that she's connected with there in Alabama, to the absolute corruption, not just on the state level but beginning to discover the absolute corruption on the federal level. And she's saying, what's the answer? We need to educate people to show them what's going on and why what's taking place in Washington, D.C. is so wrong. And so we're excited to connect with people like that who understand there's a problem and that they want to educate themselves and educate a wide circle of people. And so they can order it online and by going to our website, iotconline.com, or during regular business hours here on the East Coast. If they call us toll-free, they can order the host kit toll-free. Our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number, again, for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. And we're just encouraged, just as a conversation today with a gal in Alabama and other parts of the country, we're getting host kits out to people and all over America with what's taken place in the last election cycle. People are waking up, especially those who are supporters of Ron Paul, they're waking up to say there's something terribly wrong, and the fix cannot be obtained unless we educate ourselves in as wide a circle of people as we can possibly reach so that millions of Americans can stop the tyranny in Washington, D.C. and return us to the constitutional republic that our founders established. Well, going back to the self-evident truths in the declaration that our founders so clearly laid out is that all men are endowed by their creator with unalienable rights, and that among these, and they weren't saying they were giving a complete list here, but they were giving perhaps the three most important God-given rights, the right to life. Because if you don't have the right to life, you don't have the possibility of enjoying any of your other God-given rights. Since the wicked opinion of Roe v. Wade, the right to life of 50 million plus babies has been snuffed out and taken from them. They did not get to enjoy the rest of their God-given rights, the right to liberty and the right to property, which the committee changed to the pursuit of happiness. And let me just pause for a moment to think about that. What they meant by the pursuit of happiness is not do whatever you want, whatever makes you happy. No, what they meant by the pursuit of happiness is that the only way you could follow God's law and fulfill God's commands for yourself and for your family was to have economic freedom. That is, you had the freedom to own property, because obviously when they replaced Thomas Jefferson's word property with the pursuit of happiness, they were not changing the meaning, they were actually broadening the meaning, because they were saying, wait a minute, it's more than a God-given right just to possess a piece of land and say you own that land. No, you have other economic freedoms that God has given to you. You have a freedom to work at a trade that you choose, and you have the freedom to keep the fruit of your labors, which was the taxation issue they were struggling with the king over, that he was saying, no, you don't have the right to keep the fruit of your labors. I'm going to take it without your consent. I'm going to steal it from you. So the pursuit of happiness is a much broader term than just property, but incorporates property, and it incorporates all the economic freedoms that God has given to us as creatures made in His image. And, well, Dr. Stan, in this area today, wow, if Americans really understood what was going on with the bailout and so on, they would realize the government is stealing from them. The government's stealing from them to help these wretched banks that are not even willing to be accountable for how they've spent these billions of dollars. I mean, that you know all the details of that even better than I do, but the American people are having their God-given right to the pursuit of happiness violated by Washington, D.C., day in, day out, and the existence of the Federal Reserve is another example of that violation, and on the list goes. But until Americans understand they have a God-given right to the fruit of their to keep the fruit of their labors and not have the government stealing from them directly and indirectly, not until they understand that and are willing to see that that's the foundation, that's the basis upon which our entire system was established, that they recognize that the government of Washington, D.C. has completely broken their contract with the people and gone way off the deep end. So you have the right to life, the right to liberty. And we ought to pause on that as well, because, again, you know all too well, Dr. Stan, with what the government has done in this last wicked administration with the Patriot Act 1 and the Patriot Act 2 and then with the Military Commissions Act and on the list goes. They have stripped, on paper, they have stripped your right to liberty. They can declare you an enemy combatant, illegal enemy combatant. They can just declare you as a U.S. citizen to be such, throw you in prison, torture you, not give you a trial, all of these things are a direct violation of the very purpose for which government exists, to secure your God-given right to liberty. And our founders, on just the basis of those three things, they didn't need to go any further to say the king has violated our God-given right to life, to liberty, and to property. That was enough for them to say we have a third God-given right, and that is to separate from a government that violates our God-given rights. Because governments, as they go on to say, another self-evident truth is that governments are instituted to secure these rights. In fact, you could say that's the only purpose of government, to secure your God-given rights. And again, this is one of the great problems that it's going to take education to change Americans' thinkings. I forget who it was, but somebody was interviewing someone as to why they voted for Barack, and the lady said, oh, he's going to pay all my bills. What? He's going to pay your mortgage bill and your heating bill? Oh, yeah, he's going to pay all my bills. That's not the purpose of government, my friends. The government should not be paying anyone's bills. The government's sole purpose is to secure your God-given right to life, liberty, and property, not to be a welfare machine, not to be a safety expert and determine that you've got to buckle your seatbelt or here's the amount of water you can drink or the type of water you can drink or what vitamins you can take or all the ridiculous things that our government regulations are involved with today are completely not the purpose of government. The purpose of government is to secure your God-given rights, not to determine all these things as the nanny state as to what you can and cannot do.
Well, when it becomes the function of government to regulate every aspect of our society, then all freedom will be gone. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Pastor David Whitney as we evaluate our Constitution, a wonderful document. It's just such a shame that most people don't understand it and that the people in Washington, D.C. are violating their oath to uphold our very, very sacred Constitution. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. Safe Grow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of a Fannie Freddie rescue. call 1-866-323-5665.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute on the Constitution. David, you've got about 5 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. And this is so essential that people really grasp this foundation of these unalienable, self-evident truths that people have the freedom to abolish government, because government is instituted to secure those God-given rights, and that government derives only its just powers from the consent of the governed. That is, if the people don't agree to be governed, just like in 2 Chronicles chapter 10 there, the people, the 10 tribes of Israel, they no longer agreed to be governed by King Rehoboam. And they said, no, he's not our king. We will not have him rule over us. They withdrew their consent, because government derives its just powers from the consent of the governed, as clearly stated in the Declaration. And therefore, government may be altered or government may be abolished when it violates those principles. Now, of course, they go on to say that, you know, people shouldn't foolishly or quickly abolish a form of government, only after a long train of abuses and usurpations. And they go on in the Declaration of Independence to list this long train of abuses by the king of England, his tyrannical acts by which he shows himself unfit, as they say at the conclusion, unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Now, this doesn't sit well with many Christians. They say, well, you know, that sounds way too much like rebellion. You know, we're really not supposed to be rebelling against the government. But consider, when a government does wicked things, should we not oppose it? Should we not seek to change it? And you hear, again, I often hear this response, well, Pastor, you know, that's really not the job of the church, or that's not really what Christians should be doing. We should just kind of go along with whatever it is, and we shouldn't object, we shouldn't try to oppose, or shouldn't try to change. And I say, well, that's not the case. We find in Scripture multitudes of examples. Look at every Old Testament prophet. Who did they speak to? Who did they rebuke and say, you're violating the law of God? Why, it was the king and the princes, again and again. Elijah would be rebuking Ahab and Jezebel, and on the list goes of all the Old Testament prophets. Occasionally, the Old Testament prophets would rightly criticize and rebuke the people of Israel for their failures, but often their job was focused on rebuking the leaders of Israel. And we, the people, unless we know what the law is, unless we know what the Constitution is and our Bill of Rights and the Declaration, we don't have the ability to do our job in this system, where we, in a sense, are to speak to those in power to rebuke them when they murder babies and they take taxpayers' dollars to murder babies, when they promote sodomy to innocent children, and on the list goes of grievous things that are taking place on both the federal and the state level. And we should not let the government just go any which way it chooses. It is our duty as Christians in this structure of government to speak to those in power, to rebuke them when they are out of line, and basically, like our founders did with King George III, say, you have violated God's law. And furthermore, we could say, you have violated the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, and you have violated your oath that you took before Almighty God, that you are going to obey this Constitution, that you are going to do according to the terms that we, the people, have formed with you. Well, the King of England engaged in a long train of abuses and usurpations against the colony. One thing he did is he refused to assent to necessary colonial laws, laws that were necessary for the good of the colonies and for the well-being of the governing of those colonies. He refused to allow them, even though the representative assemblies in the colonies voted on these laws. They sent them to the king, and he wouldn't ratify them. He wouldn't deal with them at all. He dissolved colonial legislatures at his will. When he didn't like what they were doing, he told the House of Burgesses of Virginia, you're dissolved. Forget it. Get out of here. We are not going to listen to you any longer. He prevented immigration to the colonies. He said certain people were not permitted to immigrate and others could. And so he was choking what was necessary for the colonies to continue to prosper and move forward. He made the administration of colonial justice impossible by controlling the judges and refusing to approve needed laws. So the judiciary was basically a thing of wax in his hand. He caused the judiciary to do what he wanted them to do, and he had complete control of what was happening and was violating God's law in doing so, because the judges were not judging justly. They were simply doing whatever the king told them to do. He appointed bureaucrats, and here's a very interesting phrase. He appointed bureaucrats to harass the colonial population, it says there, to eat out our substance. Wow, that is so apropos of what governments on federal, state, and local level are doing today. Bureaucrats, untold numbers of bureaucrats coming to, you know, harass you in every which way, whether you're trying to make some changes to your house. Maybe you've got to put siding on your house, and all they say, you got to pay us money before you do that. We're going to regulate what you do with this, and we can't permit you to do that, and you've got to get a permit to do everything. All this kind of harassment from bureaucrats. The colonial population said, you're violating our God-given rights. And Americans ought to be rising up and saying the same to their local governments with all the zoning controls. But sad to say, most Americans don't really believe in private property. They think, well, the government ought to tell us what we can and cannot do with our property. But that's not what God's law says, and that's not the purpose of government, to regulate people's property in that way. In addition, the king kept standing armies in the colonies. Wow, our founders were very, very upset to this, about this, that the standing army, they knew, was a very grave danger, because whenever you had a standing army, that is an army that was just there, where there wasn't a war, eventually you were going to use that army in some military adventurism.
Either that or use it against our own people. We're out of time, David. God bless you. One more time, your telephone number.
Our phone number at Institute on the Constitution is 866- 730-9796.
God bless, and thanks much. We'll talk to you real soon.
God bless you, Doctor.
Bye-bye. All right, that was David Whitney, Pastor David Whitney. I hope you enjoyed our conversation. I always do, and I always learn from David. And then I think it's vitally important. I think it is vitally important. My goodness. I hope our producer is there to see what's going on. I think it's vitally important that you hear my talk on the planned police state. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, giving the whole background of the move towards creating a dictatorship in America. Of course, they justify all of this because of the war on terrorism and because these terrible terrorists are threatening America, and it's all a lie. If there was really a terrorist threat, they would have closed our southern border immediately to keep terrorists from getting in. The border has been open. All sorts of terrorists could have gotten in here, and they have not. Any one terrorist could have gotten in with a couple of pistols and gone into people's homes and shot up a lot of people. Why hasn't that happened? Well, the reason we haven't had any attacks since September 11th of 2001 is because the terrorist threat was all manufactured. In fact, we have a book called The Devil's Game. It was written some years ago, going to the background of how the United States CIA, under the direction of a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is currently an advisor to Mr. Obama, in reference to foreign policy, how Zbigniew Brzezinski actually created this whole Islamic terrorist movement, and we actually funded this. We were giving large sums of money to buy the textbooks that were pushing this radical form of Islam. If any of you out there would like a copy of an article out of the Washington Times, the Washington Post, that talks about that. It's called The ABCs of Jihad. We'll send it to you free of charge. You need the book entitled The Devil's Game. You need to get a book called See No Evil, written by a CIA agent who talks about in the preface about the high-ranking CIA official who told one of his friends that after the dust settles, after 9/11, the American people will ultimately realize that this was not a failure of intelligence, the attack on the World Trade Center. It was a triumph of intelligence. Why? Because it got us into all these wars. You need to get our three pamphlets set, the Foreknowledge 9/11. They knew exactly what was going to happen. They even staged a whole flock of military exercises that morning to confuse NORAD and to confuse the FAA. There were 28 separate hijackings that morning, you know, did nothing but confuse the people, so nobody knew what was happening. And, of course, everything has been done to prevent an effective independent examination, evaluation of what happened. But we know that what we've been told isn't true. How do we know that? Because there was no records at Shanksville. There was no records there at the Pentagon. One little piece of records that somebody had put there, and I believe was planted. And, of course, then the story of the passports. And we're told that there was one passport that escaped out of the flaming wreckage of the plane and out of the flaming wreckage of the building there, the North Tower, and just gently floated down and was found on the sidewalk a block and a half away from the North Tower in pristine condition. Do you really believe that? Well, if you do, why, I'd love to sell you a bridge we've got right out in our backyard. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the forbidden secret and our talk on the planned police state. 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called...